I would like to discuss one of my teleportation cases to show you the ultimate of out-of-body travel. This is the biggie. This is a case from the Exploring the Fifth Dimension book. It's a case of a woman I call Vivian. I worked with Vivian years ago with out-of-body experiences and teleportation training. And one afternoon, she was in her car with her very physically abusive boyfriend. They got into an argument, and her boyfriend, they're on the freeway now traveling. Her boyfriend threw open the passenger door and pushed Vivian out into incoming traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
Vivian, now this gets worse now. Vivian twisted her ankle and could not run or walk very carefully. She was in pain.
She fell out of the car.
He pushed her out of the car.
Right out. Okay.
Into traffic, right? All she could think of as the cars were speeding in her direction was the post-hypnotic suggestion that I gave her to enter into hypnosis and to teleport. She concentrated on her living room of her apartment, and the next thing that happened was a car slammed on its brakes right in front of her. Now, you have to imagine this. She was observed by both the driver of that car and her boyfriend to literally disappear as the car that was about to hit her went through the space that she was occupying. The car passed right through the spot where she was standing and should have hit her. The next thing Vivian became aware of was sitting in her living room couch with a sore ankle. Vivian teleported from this busy street to her apartment, and there was no other logical explanation to explain this event. The happy ending of this story is that later I worked on with her about finding a soulmate for her, and 6 months after this occurred, she broke up with her boyfriend, and about 3 or 4 months later, she met Mr. Wright. I didn't save her. Her higher self did. I just connected them together. I'm the social director on the Karmic cruise ship here. Okay? they were married about a year and a half later, and they are quite happy. They've got children, and this is a great case. But the point is that teleportation, folks, is not, I repeat, not dangerous. It's been around all throughout history. And why do we teleport? It's the most difficult thing to do in this field. I can tell you right now, the only reason I can think of why teleportation is possible is because, again, the tears in the fabric of space-time that are caused by, like these time travelers and other events in the universe. It is not like Star Trek. You don't have little sparkles with Scotty, you know, pushing a button.
Beaming you up, right?
Yeah, there's no beaming, okay? No beaming, folks. You enter into the fifth dimension. There are many cases, and I report them, of course. The book has tons of them, but I've discussed them in the past and will discuss them in the future about people who've teleported. Vivian is a good example, but there are classic cases. These are people who did not try to teleport. Vivian did, of course. She was using my techniques. But there are people who spontaneously teleport. It's been reported forever.
Well, listen to this one. And before we take calls, I have taken some calls during open lines, Bruce. Mm-hmm. One person called, was telling me how he was headed for a head-on collision with another car. He was he got pushed over by a truck, and he pulled over, and he was in oncoming traffic. He was heading right for another car. He saw the guy's eyes in the other car, and they both had this look of panic. And he said, in a beat of an eye, we went right through each other, and we never even hit. We were just on the other side of each other in our cars. And we pulled over, we got out, we looked at each other, shook our heads, and got back in and drove away. What happened? Did they teleport?
Now, this is teleportation, but let me show you where there's another factor involved, which makes it even more relevant. This is a teleportation that was this was a dual teleportation, okay, simultaneous, if you will. Guess what? I think that this was involved with either a time traveler or a spirit guide or an angel to help us out.
Somebody jumped in there, right?
Because there's no way in the world. The odds against this happening simultaneously at the exact same moment, like Vivian's case was one person teleporting. It wasn't like the guy who was about to hit her teleported too, okay? If that was the case, that would be a whole different ballgame. No, I think this was, shall we say, of a divine providence here, that some other entity, whether it's a spirit guide or an angel or maybe their higher selves or maybe a time traveler, who knows? Somebody, time travelers, by the way, can function like angels. People think they're angels. They're not. There are real angels, folks, but time travelers are not. They're just very spiritually and technologically advanced people from our future. They're us in the future. But this, what you're reporting, though, is I think, a metaphysical assistance from the fifth dimension via most likely a spirit guide or their higher selves. But in fact, on the earth plane, it was teleportation, yes.